Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A very special measure of God's grace be with you, Ralph's family, this day, especially you, his children, Melissa, Mike, and Danny. May God comfort you today with his holy promises that your Father now knows. Dear friends in Christ, how will we remember Ralph? Ralph, you will remember him as a faithful, loving father, kind, helpful, encouraging the expansion of your own interest and your own careers as he expanded his own, a life companion whom you will miss for the many small everyday reasons as well as for the love that he showed to you. Melissa, Mike, Danny, you will remember him as a father who was there for you, generous in the investments of his caring for you, a wise counselor in your times of need, an encourager to you in the development of your own lives, a stable base that you could always turn to. And to the members of Ralph's family, you will remember him as a man that used to love, to laugh, to tease, love to give big hugs and say, I love you. And to you as members of the seminary community, you will remember a seminarian. He was a preacher who carefully crafted his sermons and presented the saving message of faith in an efficient manner. You will remember a student who was a bit of a perfectionist, a man who could draw on his past experiences of life and help you through those rocky roads in your own personal life. You knew the concern he had for the health of all souls, his dedication to the truth of the gospel and its application to our lives. His being there for you as a fellow student and a friend in time of need. He was caring, a godly man, who had a way about him so that the love of Christ could show through him. As his pastor, I can remember how Ralph could not wait to proclaim the message of Christ to other people. If that be a Sunday school teacher, an elder within the congregation, president of the congregation, or a Christian man of God on the street, you knew the concern he had for your soul, his desire for the truth of the gospel, and the application to all aspects of life. Yes, he was a seminarian, a father, a brother, a son, a friend, but most of all, he was a child of God. A committed child of God who was faithful to his Lord and Savior. He became a child of God in the waters of holy baptism in 1960. And then later in 1985, he publicly confessed that baptismal faith in the rite of confirmation. As we remember Ralph and give thanks to God for him and for the victory he now enjoys in Christ Jesus, let's think together of the application to his life and the ministry of the words of St. Paul and be encouraged to adopt their outlook at life ourselves. Listen to these words once again. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ as Lord. And ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. By the grace of God, Ralph knew better than to talk about himself or preach about himself. He was a humble man, a gentle man, a man who knew very well that he himself was not to be the center of preaching and teaching. That place belonged to Jesus Christ. Ralph knew it because he knew of the need of forgiveness that would come through Jesus Christ and him alone. He placed his hope in the truth of Holy Scripture, that we are justified by faith in Christ and not by any good deeds that we might do. So Ralph preached and lived Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Each one of these words is significant in and of themselves. He preached Jesus, our brother in the flesh, the meaning of whose name as man assigned by his heavenly Father declares the very reason for him coming to live among us. Yahweh saves. Ralph preached Christ, the anointed one, the eternal word, assigned the mission of salvation. Anointed with the Holy Spirit and the power to carry out the saving work as God's true servant. And his good news comes to us today. By his fully obedient life of love, he won righteousness before God for us who fall short of his glory. By his willing lay to suffer on the cross, he atoned for our sins, for all so they no longer stand as an obstacle between us and life with God. Ralph preached Jesus Christ as Lord, and he lived that out in his life. The name of God as the one who chose Israel to be his own, made his covenant with her, to redeem her, and through her to provide life and salvation for all nations. This proclamation of Jesus Christ as Lord then states clearly that Jesus, the promised one, is none other than God, who acted to fulfill his covenant promise. Elsewhere, Paul said it this way: in Christ, the fullness of the deity dwells bodily, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That was what Ralph preached, believed, and confessed every day of his life. This is what he consistently taught to others by his example of life. It is a gospel that is often foolishness to our world, so wise in its own humanistic conceit, but is still the power of God and the wisdom of God to those who are being saved. We are encouraged again today to put our faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It has to be our message. It has to be the church's message. And it must be the message of every single pastor in our church body. We dare not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. For we are not strong to save, but he is. As Ralph was preparing to come here to the seminary, we sat down in my study at the church, and he asked me if I had any final advice to give him. I told him in all that he said and all that he would do as a servant of Christ, he needed to show Christ and him crucified. The words of St. Paul. Ralph did an excellent job of doing that task. He told me that with the Lord's help, that's exactly what he wanted to do. But Paul's words didn't stop there. Paul's words continue. Ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Ralph was the servant of the servant. And out of his devotion to the heavenly servant, he was pleased to serve those around him in Jesus' name. He enjoyed his calling to serve the Lord and his people. He was a gentleman, caring, concerned, ready to help. But if I could guess what Ralph wanted me to share with you today, it would be that he was a servant of his Lord whom he loved. He would want to share with you that Easter feast is the joy that we are to celebrate now and the joy of eternal life. And so today we remember Ralph, husband, father, father-in-law, brother, brother-in-law, seminarian, friend, with great gratitude for what he meant in our lives, but much more than that. We remember him as a servant of the servant. We praise God that he was one of God's gifts to us. And remembering, we are reminded that it is our calling as Christians in our daily lives and as members and workers and pastors in the church to preach not of ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. The message that Ralph shared with you is the message that you carry on. By the good news, Jesus brought into the world that life cannot be destroyed. We know that faith and life in faith and hope is God's gift to us. For Ralph, it has moved beyond faith and hope to personal knowledge, and I'm sure he's celebrating at the throne of his Lord and Savior today. Today, I pray that these words continue to speak to you until the Lord calls you to stand at the throne with Ralph and all the saints. May each of us never speak of ourselves and our accomplishments, but of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes, today we grieve, but we grieve with hope, because we can look to the cross and we know that God sent his one and only Son to the cross of Calvary for Ralph, for you, for me, and for every single sinner in this world. And through that God-given faith, we do have eternal life. So today we grieve and celebrate all at the same time. We celebrate the victory of life, eternal life over death. This is the victory that Ralph now knows and is celebrating with his Lord and Savior. That is the joy that we hold on today, that Ralph is not dead, but he is living in the presence of his Lord and Savior. This is the message that Ralph wanted to proclaim to the world. It is the Easter message, that sin does not have hold on us, but that Christ, God's only Son, went to the cross and suffered and died there in our place. And when on Good Friday he said, "It is finished," it was finished. He paid the cost of our sins. By that God-given faith, we do not die, but we live. We live in this life until God calls us home, and then we continue to live in and with our Savior in eternal life that is ours because of Christ Jesus. So today we ask, to whom shall we go today? Where do we find comfort? Where do we go for help? To the Lord. For as St. Peter confessed, you have the word of eternal life. Not only for Ralph, but for you also today. We know that we can get through this time because we have a Savior that has promised to walk with us. Even in the darkest of times and even in the valley of the shadow of death, we have hope. And yes, we grieve, but we grieve with the greatest of hope. For we know that when the Lord calls us home, we can stand beside of Ralph in heaven and with all the saints that have gone before us. And then when we hear those words of the liturgy spoken, oh, what meaning they have to us. With all the angels and all the archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you, and we burst forth in a joyful song. This is Ralph. This is all those who have gone before. They are present with us at the communion rail. So now may you, as family, go to the Lord daily to find your strength in his holy words and his holy promises. May you look to the cross and remember that Christ suffered and died on the cross for Ralph, for you, and for me. And I pray that you know that through faith in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you too will join Dad in heaven when the Lord calls you. Remember now and always St. Paul's words. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ is Lord, ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. May you serve him now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.